There's a brother over here, right in front. If you feel you don't want to show, then you can even do it in privately. But the Prophet ﷺ used to say that if somebody does a good act, and by making sure that it will incentivize others, then you are able to do so. So if there's anybody else who can do so, please raise your hands and ensure that you are able to raise the money for them. Those who are downstairs as well, can you also not be excluded from that? Please do so. And the ladies also. The ladies are the most important, because not only will they pay, but they will also make sure that the husbands pay as well. Think about the future, please think about it. Just to give you, and I know some of you might have heard it, in the last 2 years, 2025 and 26, we've had the unfortunate issue of dealing with 4 deaths, 12 years to 17 years. All 4 of them could not talk to their parents because they were not guided. All 4 of them turned towards social media. And all 4 of them, 3 of them went under a train and were killed, and 1 of them hung themselves. This is not a figment of imagination. This happened in reality last year and this year. This is why we need institutions like Nurul Islam, who will not only give them the dini aspect of it, but will give them a safe space to try and ensure that they can speak to youngsters. Youngsters can come and speak to the imams. You can have a place where people can congregate. You have a place for bereavement. You have a place for people's issues. There are so many issues facing the Muslim Ummah. We can't brush it under the carpet. We have to tackle with it head on. And the only safe place you can do is from a mosque. And a mosque, as the Prophet ﷺ used to say, is not only a place of a worship place. It's the community hub. Everything should be happened from the mosque itself. Sadly, that has not been the case. But with this big investment and all the facilities that are there, this is something which you should be proud on and should be able to support. So whoever has not done so, please pledge to do so. And inshallah, Allah will give you so much barakah in that. I guarantee you, on a Friday, Jummah, you make that intention, Allah will multiply it. Whoever gives in the path of Allah, their risk is not going to be decreased. That's a guarantee from Allah, it's going to be increased. So please make sure that you are able to give, and ensure that you have this project, which has been going for a long time, but it's coming into fruition. You just need to have that extra step to ensure that you are able to do at least the next step, which is the substation. And without a substation, those who are constructors and everything, they will know it's so important. So do we all, inshallah, make a near an intention that we will support it and we will fulfill this obligation? Say, at least say, inshallah. May Allah give you a reward, may Allah make it easy for inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah. Brother Muhammad, I know when they struggle, when they wanted to have a Qabristan in London, and mashallah, now we have 3 or 4 big Qabristan. Otherwise, where would we have been buried? So may Allah reward them. So same like Nurul Islam, it took long time, but inshallah, it will benefit not only you, your children, grandchildren, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.